Welcome to Spirituality. I'm Catherine Green. I'll be interviewing different people from different cross sections of life regarding their spiritual walk and what's the difference between spirituality and religion. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Spirituality. This is Kathy Green. I have my good friend with me, Devette Goodwin. Say hello, Devette.
Hello.
Devette is going to be talking about spirituality and what is her spirituality, her definition of spirituality, and the difference between being spiritual and religious. Okay, Devette, I have a couple of questions to ask. What is your definition of being spiritual or having spirituality?
Spirituality is the Christ that is inside of me.
Okay. That was pretty brief, but I thank you for your answer. Briefly, if you can tell me something about your spiritual walk. I know sometimes spiritual walks can be private, but tell me briefly about your spiritual journey.
My spiritual journey, I started as a Catholic. I moved to a Presbyterian where I became a Methodist. I ended up as a Baptist where I received my spiritual foundation. I moved over to Word of Faith, which gave me a clearer understanding of who I am today, but there are still other things that I'm seeking out spiritually because I am a spirit being already as Christ is through the Holy Spirit.
Okay, thank you for your definition. And what are the ways that you are seeking other spiritual guidance?
Seeking other spiritual guidance through the Holy Spirit, through prayer and social media, different pastors. Still seeking. So if you're out there and you're seeking, follow your spirit man on the inside of you. He will guide you where you need to be.
All right. Thank you for that, Devette. In your view, is there a difference between being spiritual versus being religious?
In my view, there are. And this is my view only. Spiritual is your walk. To me, is my walk. And what I believe in and my belief system and my faith. A religion is a taught of a cult or a Baptist, what is Catholic, what is Presbyterian. That's my difference between a spiritual walk and religion.
Okay, thank you. Another question I would like to ask, and we're going to end this with this one. Where the black church is concerned, where do you believe the black church is headed in this new spirituality era? You know, you have the different spiritualities, like different religions, not so much different religions, how people believing about Christ today and regarding their spiritual walk. And some people believe in crystals, some people believe in different, methodologies. Where do you think this is putting the black church?
Personally, for my belief, I believe that it's putting the black church, mostly for myself, I believe that the black church is basically Baptist, spiritually broadened in teaches Christ and the resurrection of Christ and faith and belief. And other black churches that I have experienced is believing in Word of Faith, more so using your faith.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you, let me guide you a little bit. Do you believe that the black church is being left behind? Do you think they're keeping up? Do you think, because a lot of churches are experiencing empty pews. This is what I mean. Do you think the black church is being left behind, maybe?
In my belief, I believe the black church don't have all the truth. And unlike myself, who is seeking, still seeking, my spirituality and questions I have, they're deep. And they're just stuck right there where they are. And until they come into the knowledge of spirituality where they are, they'll just be right where they're at until they get where they need to be.
No, I told you, I kind of fibbed a little bit. That I thought that was going to be the last question, but it's not. This is the last question. Regarding millennials, do you believe the churches are reaching out to them? Do you believe that there are enough millennials in church? I know when you and I were attending church, we went to church because we were told to go. And then we fell in love with church, and it became a source of social activity and spiritual activity and religious activity too.
Here's my belief on the millennials. I believe millennials are going to lead us right where we need to be. As when we were coming up, how we were taught to be in church, I believe that the millennials is going to be the church that's going to teach us where we need to be.
Yeah. Well, that's a thought. Thank you, Devette, for being my first guest on this podcast regarding spirituality. And audience, have a good day.